Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we're so grateful today for our existence. We live, we move, we have our being in you and in your beautiful world that you have made. Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us the reassuring assurance that you're for us, you're not against us, that you want us to believe in you, that you want to extend your favor to us. And Lord, as we study this book of Esther today, I pray by your Holy Spirit, you will indeed teach us and lead us into all truth. And Lord, then give us the power to live according to that truth. We bless you and we thank you again for your word today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Jews Gathered to Defend, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 2. The 13th day of the month of Adar had arrived, and Jews scattered throughout the Persian Empire knew there was a command sent out by King Ahasuerus that they should all be destroyed. For those who killed them, the Jews' wares would be theirs. By God's grace, a subsequent law sent out by the king allowed for the Jews to defend themselves from anyone who attacked them. And in chapter 9 and verse 2 of the book of Esther, we see the Jews preparing for their assailants. We read, "The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as thought their hurt, and no man could withstand them. For the fear of them fell upon all people." The verse begins, "The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus." When we use our mind's eye, we can almost visualize this great gathering of Jews. They knew the news, and they were anticipating the date when their demise was planned. Although they had the second law that allowed them to defend themselves, they still must have been anxious. It would be as if we knew on a certain day there was someone that was going to break into our houses, kill our families, and loot our belongings. Though we might have the ability to defend against them, there would still be those anxious moments. Nonetheless, the Jews prepared themselves by gathering together throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. The verse goes on to say, "to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them." Although the second command to defend themselves was sent out, there were still those within the Persian Empire who sought to carry out the first law to destroy the Jews. When they would attempt to hurt the Jews, none were successful. No one could come against the Jewish people and make advancement against them. Finally, the verse says, "For the fear of them fell upon all people." A massive wave of fear of the Jews poured over the people within the kingdom of Persia. Although they were given the command to destroy the Jews, the non-Jews within the Persian Empire were struck with fear and were afraid of what would happen if they were to attack them. Just because a governmental law was in place to destroy the Jews, it didn't mean that the law of emotions would prevent the law from being fulfilled. Can we again see the mighty hand of God at work in the Jewish people's lives? This fear spread throughout the Persian Empire, and like the many references within the Bible that tell us that God caused a great fear to come upon them, we see God at work again. The Almighty was protecting his people. God knew the Messiah would come through the Jews. He ordained it, he planned it, and he spoke about it through the prophets of old. Those who sought to destroy the Jews were only fooling themselves if they thought they could come against God's chosen people. God would save them, and God would preserve them because not only they, but we needed a Savior. Jesus Christ had come for us to be in a relationship with God. God did save them, and God sent fear upon all who would come against them. God sent Jesus Christ through the Jews that he preserved. Glory be to God in the highest. Next time we shall see the Jews' neighbors helping them. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.